This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth, on the phone with a special guest this morning. Clear Lake Education Center is a nonprofit organization that provides students a safe and engaging way to learn from the natural world. It assists students outside of the classroom while making connections with their school activities. The Clear Lake Stewards Group is a 501c3 nonprofit which provides support to the Clear Lake Education Center with fundraising, grants, and volunteerism. Our guest today is Mimi Klotz, director of the Clear Lake Education Center. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Kurt.
Yeah. So you're the director of Clear Lake Education Center. Tell us about the mission and describe some activities that connect that outdoor learning with the classroom. I'm sure it's becoming even more important in this situation we're presented with during the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. So we connect people of all ages, abilities, and backgrounds to the natural world, hoping to influence future stewards in the way that they care about the natural world. And getting that connection is super important, because if you're not connected to it, you don't care about it. We do that through the immersive and hands-on exploration of things like forest ecosystems, wildlife, aquatic ecology, and the students are encouraged to make scientific observations of whatever we're studying and discuss their findings and then draw some conclusions about it in one way or another. Everything that we do is connected to scientific standards. So right now it's the NGSS standards, and those are ones that the classrooms all follow as well. And what we do gives the kids an opportunity to learn in a different way. We can tailor our programs so that we're enhancing whatever subject is being covered in the classroom at the time. And so that's kind of helpful as well. And because of the pandemic, we know that students can't come to us. So we are able to bring our programs to the schools, and because we can meet them outside, there's not the concern of adding people to the building, and we can stay physically separate while we're investigating, so that lessens the concerns as well. Being outside, there's less risk of contagion, and the fresh air and the sunshine are awfully good for you too.
Especially when a lot of people have already felt pretty cloistered at home, looking at screens all day, trying to do virtual learning that way. And what better way to learn, like you said, than to get out into nature and to also have that kind of hands-on approach to the outside world. So that's wonderful to hear about the mission of Clear Lake Education Center and how they're helping to bring some furthering of the education process and make those connections that way. So now there's also another side of this, the Clear Lake Stewards Group. That's a nonprofit that supports the Clear Lake Education Center. How does the group support the center, and what kind of projects are selected to assist the learning environment for the center?
So the Stewards Group was started in 2017 as a way to support it through fundraising, grant writing, volunteering. The Education Center itself, because it's kind of part of the school systems through MARISA and the ISD down here in Delta Schoolcraft, it doesn't fit several of the grant opportunities out there. So as a 501c3, the Stewards Group can apply for grants that maybe the Education Center itself can't apply for. And so that's one way of doing it. And the fundraising part of it is helpful. Volunteering is incredible. Just having those extra people available to do what's needed at the camp. We select projects based on the impact that it'll have on student and visitor services. 2019, we replaced the garage roof, which was starting to get bad, and we replaced the kitchen floor in the dining hall. We're working on some dock repairs to our aluminum dock where we launch our canoes and where people use it for fishing and such like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also fund purchases for things like new ropes course equipment, program needs, or materials that we need for different programs and maintenance and things.
Well, that's great that this can kind of get bolstered at this time, too. I'm sure it's great to get all the materials in place while maybe you have a few less people around during the pandemic. But at the same time, it's all about being outdoors and making sure that the access is there, especially when you're right down by the lake as well. I'm speaking with Mimi Klotz, director of Clear Lake Education Center, and I understand that the Education Center is also participating in the Grow and Lead Community and Youth Development's Giving Tuesday Challenge, which is #Give906. So that encourages people to do good on Giving Tuesday and support nonprofits. How could people get involved with that?
Well, they have a big promotion going on, both on Facebook and on their website. We have links for contributing on the Clear Lake website, which is clearlakeinfo.org, and then on our Facebook page as well. You can find the Clear Lake Facebook page or the Stewards Group Facebook page. If they wanted to get involved by getting a hold of me directly, they can do that by emailing me or by calling me. And I can give those numbers and things at the end of our little chat here, if that's helpful.
Absolutely.
So the Giving Tuesday thing was launched kind of following the Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, which was all about getting. And it's because it's promoting the idea of giving and supporting the organizations that actually do the work in our community. 906 Give, or Give 906, started in 2018. And in 2019, they actually exceeded $1 million of contributions, which I thought was pretty incredible.
That is fantastic. Yeah, so that's kind of the local end of Giving Tuesday to support nonprofits. And I know during the coronavirus pandemic, a lot of nonprofits have had to look for additional funding or needed help this way or that way. So I think this year is especially crucial to support nonprofits. Now, if someone was interested in helping out at the center or becoming a volunteer with the Stewards Group, how could they get involved with that aspect of volunteering?
Again, they can look on our website, explore it, see what we're about, and they could go to the page that's directed at the Stewards Group or to our donate page on clearlakeinfo.org and find us on Facebook. We're Clear Lake Education Center, or we the other one is the Clear Lake Education Center Stewards Group Facebook page. They can email me directly, clearlake, all lowercase, at dsisd.net, or they could call me at 906-280-5364.
And the Clear Lake Education Center is in Manistique, and I've been speaking with Mimi Klotz, the director of Clear Lake Education Center, about their efforts to connect the classroom to the outside world, also about the Clear Lake Stewards Group, and also the Give 906 Challenge for Giving Tuesday. Mimi, is there anything else you'd like to add or like to remind our listeners?
Well, they can find us. Our physical location is actually on the Hiawatha National Forest, and kind of in the middle of the forest, really. And that it's really important to give right now. This is a crucial time for us in particular. We're part of a larger group of residential environmental learning centers, and the way that it's looking now for them nationwide is that by the end of this pandemic, probably a third of those centers will no longer be operating. So it is a really important time to be giving not only to nonprofits, but also importantly to these education centers that are doing a lot of good work for our future stewards, those kids that need to be connected to the natural world and kind of step away a little bit from the screens and technology, even though it's a very useful resource. Stepping away from them and getting connected to the natural world is incredibly important so that in the future they'll be able to feel something for it and want to protect it. And maybe they'll influence legislation toward it, toward keeping things wild and toward protecting natural resources. So give what you can when you can.
Well, Mimi Klotz, again, director of the Clear Lake Education Center, thanks so much for taking some time to explain what's happening with the Education Center and how people can give back. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.